Amen. Amen. 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Now I'm going to teach today, under what conditions do you live for God? Now how many know, Bud Johnny, people wants to live for God with peaches and ice cream? Come on. You know, people think living for God's just new clothes and new shoes and a fancy building to go to and all this stuff, and they think that's living for God. That's not living for God. Come on. Amen. Now, when you live for God, God will bless you with these things. But how many know this? Amen. We need to know under what conditions that we may have to suffer. Come on. Now, if you're not ready for it, how many know you're not going to do it? Come on. Is that right? If God didn't warn us, we might not be ready. But how many know God's warned us? Now, as I read before, amen, let's go back up to the 14th verse of that same chapter. And it says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Now, how many knows the difference between the devil being an angel of light and a God angel of light? Now, come on, folks. Now, who knows the difference? How many know the only way you know a difference is by the Word of God? Somebody said, I can tell if I'm God or not, but the way I feel, you can't do it for him. Somebody said, when it's right, I can feel goosebumps. You may not know which goosebumps come from. Come on, you may not know which goosebumps come from. Come on. So the Bible said the Spirit and the Word would agree. Now, how many know God never sent nobody out to preach contrary to the Word? Them that he sends, how many know he'll qualify? He'll glorify. Listen, 15th verse. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed into ministers of righteousness. Woo! Boy, how many know the devil's got these churches full of them? Amen. Don't you listen? Turn your radio on and listen a little bit, and you'll see people preaching against the Word of God. Oh, I know they, God, they cry. You know what the Bible said? They come weeping, but they'd be enemies of the cross. Can you know the difference in grandma dying and you crying and conviction, the Word of God, and you crying? Come on, amen. Listen at me now. How many know the devil's got ministers? You ever notice you can have a funeral and a man can live like a devil all of his life and start to die and said, well, I repented, and a preacher get up there and preach him in. That's a lying preacher. That's a lying preacher. Bible said, work your own salvation out. Huh? Amen. Come on, with fear and trembling. There's a plan of God you got to go by. You can't get in. If them people don't go by that plan, then they're lying. Come on, folks. Preachers getting behind the pulpit, calling themselves preachers, toting the Bible, ain't nothing but Satan himself, clothed in flesh. And therefore, the devil sent him to deceive the people, and people don't know no difference. If you don't live right, you're not of God. Come on, folks. The Bible said all liars have their part in the lake of fire. If you're a lying man or woman, you're going to hell. Amen. I don't care who tells you you're all right. Man, Jesus preached it that way. Can I preach just a few minutes? Come on, everybody likes you like them. Everybody likes you like them. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I didn't know it was going to go this way, but I'm going to get on down in here and do something different. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, know it's the truth. You know, you can go by these churches and women going in with pants on. Go by there and they out there in shorts. Me and folks with their shirt off and their hairy chest shining. Knee knocker britches on. Seeing them cat head knees. Come on. Go over to houses and they land out there in their bathing suits and bikinis. But everybody's going to help me, see. Everybody going to help. Women, the hair cut off like a man. Man looks like a woman. And somebody's going down the road the other day. He said, you see it? Pretty blonde. I said, no, I was listening to the Bible. I was following him in the truck. What he was doing was kidding. Because it was a man with a long white hair. And it looked like a pretty blonde, huh? See what I'm talking about? You can't tell the difference between a man and a woman. But see, nearly everybody says they're a church member. Come on. Amen. And you know what? People don't want you to tell them no different. Now see, he said, you suffer a fool gladly. He said, amen, you suffer them fools gladly. For if a man will bring you into bondage, if a man will preach you a lie, you'll love him. And if a man devour you, destroy you, you love him. See, if a man take of you, well, you don't mind pulling out them hundreds and whooping him to him. But a man tell you the truth, you pitch old George in there. If a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, a man smacks you on your face. Amen. As long as he tells you a lie, you don't mind it. He's telling you something that you won't. But that's a devil transformed into the angel of light. The devil's preachers getting up. And amen, you know what the theory is? You know what the theory is? We've been beating on the people too long. Let's give them a break, honey. Amen. Jesus didn't give them no break. Read the book of Matthew. He said, you blind guides. Amen. Leaders of the blind. He said, my God. He said, you fools, you hypocrites, you Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes. He called them snakes. He called them everything else. You know what religious things is? It ain't nothing but modern day Pharisees and Sadducees. Honey, the church has been loose. It's like the kids. People's turned them loose and let them roam the streets and run on the cities. Therefore, they've turned out to be drug addicts and murderers and thieves. Honey, when they taught them right and kept them under control, they raised decent children. Listen, the church need to come back to preach hellfire and brimstone to get people back in line. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. So the devil knows that wholeness, shouting and speaking in tongues, going to be right. So he raised up the charismatics. You know the charismatics? You can live just like you always did, but they teach you how to speak in tongues. They teach you how to prophesy. I wouldn't give a nickel for that. They teach them how to shout. Amen. But they look like everything but Christians. Jesus said, you're the light of the world. He said, I'm the light of the world, but I go away. He said, now you're going to be the light of the world. No wonder the world's in darkness, because they ain't got no lights to go by. We got more church house buildings than ever had. More people going to them and less people living right than you ever had. You know why? Because in the pulpit, there's polar bears, and in the congregation, amen, it's filled with icicles. Come on, let me know it's the truth. Amen. Are you listening at me? Listen, you better listen at me. Now, you can go to a man, they'll tell you can do anything, you'll just love him to death. Now, I'm getting down here and I'm going to show you something. What kind of conditions are you living for God under? Now, notice what Paul said. Now, this bring it on down. He talked about these ministers, Satan translating himself into minister of light. How did Satan himself would translate him? Then he went on down and said, you suffer him gladly. They'll preach you a lie and you'll love them for it. Then he said, they're bold. He said, well, let me talk a little foolish. He said, if they say they bold, I'll be bold. Let me talk a little foolish. He said, this is not from God. He said, but if they can talk bold, let me talk bold. Huh? If they going to be foolish, let me talk foolish. Amen. Hallelujah. 20th verse. I speak as concerned reproach as though he had been weak. Howbeit whosoever in his bowl, I speak foolishly. I'm bold also. Now, start the message. And they, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I'm more. Now, here's how Paul worked. This is the condition that he worked under. He said, I the more in laboring more abundantly. Paul worked more than any of them. Even the devil's preachers, he worked more. He said, in stripes above measure. How many's ever took any stripes for Jesus? Anybody took any stripes? Now, what kind of conditions are we living under? We got to have peaches and ice cream, but we won't go preach. A preacher told me, he said, brother, I said, his evangelist called me and said he'd come preach for me if I'd promise him $1,000 a night. I said, I wouldn't have a preacher like that. If he don't want, I wouldn't have a preacher like that. I don't want him in my church if he has to have a certain amount. Honey, the Bible says if you preach of it, you live of it. You give the people a chance to help you. Amen. And what they give, you take it. And you go on down the road. God will multiply it. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Listen to this. He said, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent. How many's been in prison for the gospel's sake? Now, Brother Henry's been in jail. I've had the laws on me, the judge on me, and I've had the mayor on me, but I ain't been put in jail yet. I preached in Kilby down in South Alabama. I believe it was Kilby. That was that Draper. I preached in Draper. I preached in amen, they made me take everything out of my pocket. And I went in there, amen, I heard that door clicked, and I couldn't get out unless they let me. That's a funny feeling. But I know if Lord put me in there 2 or 3 hours, I was going to get out of there. But them boys in there, they know they can't get out. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Listen to this. In death often. How many's been in death condition and still trusted God? Now watch this. What kind of conditions? Here we go. He said, of the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes, save one. Now it ain't going to be long till we's going to see who's got it and who ain't got it. Now, you barely got here this morning. So if you know you're going to get a whooping to come to church, you wouldn't even come. You can't even get preachers to preach a broadcast, hardly. You can pay for it and give them opportunity and time. And they so lazy, they won't even get out of bed. If they know they got to get a whooping, they wouldn't even go. Now, what kind of conditions are we laboring in? 5 times of the Jews, his own nation, they took a belt or a whip, and you know, they wouldn't allow to hit them 40 times. That's the reason they had to stop with 39. That's why that Jesus took 39 stripes. They wouldn't allow to whoop him no more than 39. So they took a whip and they 5 times Paul was beat, amen, and stripes all over him. Amen, 5 times. You ain't even been whooped once. You listen, people ain't got enough desire in them to get out of bed and go to church. They ain't got enough desire, amen, to wade through water, amen, to wade through a little snow. Honey, you just wait. They fixing to put the tester on you. If you don't get some grit in your craw, we going to see who's got it and who ain't. All people does it. Oh, Lord, give me that power. I can raise the dead. Where some of them lives, they can't even raise a horse's tail. Come on. Come on. Let me know it's the truth. Where they live. Come on. Shout hallelujah in here. Amen. Is that right? Don't they want to raise the dead? Don't they want to cast out devils? Ain't even got enough God to live right. Ain't even got enough dedication to stay in the house of God. But they want all of that power. I'm here to tell you, this reason God's people ain't got nothing. This reason they ain't got nothing. I guarantee you, when you leave here today, you're going to go somewhere and fill that gut. You'll go over and find your bed. And probably you won't even come back to church tonight. You nourishing that flesh. Amen. Oh, but you want power of the devil, honey. You better get some possession in you for power over them spirits, power over your flesh. 5 times, amen, he was beat of the Jews, save one. 39 stripes, 5 times he suffered on his body to preach the gospel. My God, shout hallelujah. My God, we fixing to put the tester on us. And brother, everything that ain't genuine is going to fall off, Brother Henry. Listen. You better appreciate Brother Larry preaching what I'm doing. How many people can stand anything now? Well, somebody lie on you and you'll get mad. You know what the Bible said? If you live godly in Christ Jesus, you shall suffer persecution. Woe unto that man everybody speaks well of. Listen, I don't want them talking well about me. Amen. Now, if they godly, Bible said don't speak evil of no man. But these people running around here talking about everybody, you look at the way they live. I guarantee you, they are devil wrapped up in flesh. Come on, they're devil wrapped up in flesh. Hey, amen. When they talk about me, I shout because the devil knows my name. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Hey, amen. Makes me shout when they talk about Brother Larry. Hey, amen. Come on. The Bible said the seed of the one woman going to persecute the seed of the free woman. Hey, amen, brother. Let them do the talking, not me. I'll be the seed of the free woman. You know why? Because all the promises of God goes to the seed of the free woman. There is no promises to the seed of the one woman but hell, fire, and brimstone. Honey, I don't want to go there. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, if they whoop my back, I'm still going to preach. Somebody say, you know, I preach under every other condition. I preach under that one. Come on, let me know what's the truth. There's a preacher up in Kentucky. He went to this town preaching revival. I believe it's Brother Montgomery. He was preaching revival, and they give him a whooping and put him on a train, send him back home. Next day, he come in on the train, ready to preach again. Woo, hallelujah. How many know that's the way you got to do it? Hey, amen. Come on, let me know that's the way you got to do it. If they whoop you back, you got to go right back to preaching. Five times, amen, 39 stripes, I was whooping my own countrymen. Now, what kind of conditions are you serving God under? If you ain't got a heated house, I ain't got no kerosene, I'm on backslide. But Sam didn't shake my hand, I ain't going back to church no more. Said Peggy, said, amen, was out there in the fellowship, and she said, you gonna shake my hand? I said, what you got on it? Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. She know that's kidding. Amen. How many understand what I'm talking about? Now, what kind of conditions are you serving God under? Listen, let's go a little bit further now. Three times I was beaten with a rod. That means eight times he took a good whooping. Three times he was beat with a rod. And honey, you look at the news and see how old Saddam Hussein killed his own son-in-law and killed his own people. Now that's the kind of people they dealt with. Now, if you think Hussein's, amen, men and people like that, when they whooped the man by the orders of the king and by the orders of the high priest, and brother, don't you know they give him a whooping? You know what people do today to their kids? They say, I whip you. City whooping. That's a whipping. But you know what? When they give us a whooping when we's a boy, that mama jerk, daddy jerk up a cotton stalk, having limb bowls and everything on it, and they gave us a whooping, and when we got on with me, blood would run down their legs, and we'd get that cotton because we got a whooping. These parents now can smack your fingers and say, I'm going to whip you, and they'll turn around and cuss you out. No wonder. No wonder things in the condition. Come on. Come on. Somebody get mad in the church and run around pouting. Amen. Preachers, oh, honey, you can do it. I was just kidding you. I'm not kidding you. When I preach you the word, it's going to stand for heaven. If you don't like it, amen, you got to live up to it. You go somewhere else, you're still going to die lost. Amen. Come on, you better stay where I can shine the light on you and get everything out of you. Come on, let me know it's the truth. Amen. Three times he was beat with a rod. Don't you know them old soldiers put the hurt on him? Amen. It wasn't no whipping, honey. It was a dog beating. Amen. Come on. And history says that Jesus was whipped with that old Roman soldier. He took that whip with the bones and the tail of it. Amen. And when he would hit his back, he'd give it a jerk and it ripped the hide off of his back. After 39 stripes, his bowels was laying out on his hips so you could be well. And why do you run around sick and not try to claim the promise of God? God done suffered it for you like that. Oh, Lord, help me preach for a few minutes. Now, what are you living under? Got your feelings on your shoulder? Ain't got enough faith to blow the fuzz off of a peach? Ain't got enough desire? Now, amen. The Bible said, love the Lord thy God with all your soul, strength, mind, and body. Amen. You ain't got enough strength to come to church, but you can go to Walmart and shop 3 hours. Come on, folks. You lying to yourself. Come on, you lying to yourself. Amen. What kind of conditions? Honey, Paul took a beating. He raised the dead. He cast out devils. But, honey, he paid a price to be able to do that. You want to do it without paying the price. Listen, you got on the right kind of condition, and God will send that power through you. Are you going to help me? Listen, preacher, today wants a big ring. It'll knock your eyes out. $1,000 suit. And drive a Mercedes Benz and stay at Holiday Inn. Or they won't go preach. Honey, God ain't going to send enough power. He ain't meant to do nothing. Now, they'll fool you. They'll tell you it's all right to do this and do that. Don't cause no controversy. They'll take everything you got. Bring you under bondage. Come on, smite you on the face. They'll do everything to you. And you'll love them to death. Come on. Amen. And $100 that you giving them, your kids may do that some deed. But them dudes is living in Holiday Inn and eating steak and baked potatoes. Simply because you ain't got enough sense to understand what they're doing. Somebody called me and said, Brother Larry, said, I want to ask you something. Said, I know you'll tell me the truth. I said, honey, I'll tell you the truth today and tomorrow. What I tell you today, I'll tell you tomorrow. Amen. Well, why do they want to set under preachers that they're afraid to ask them anything, afraid they'll lie to them? Why do they want to do it? You know why they want to do it? Because they're seeking that old spirit to please them. They got control over the preacher. Huh? Come on. That preacher don't want to live under these conditions. He don't want to be persecuted. So he'd rather give in to them and let them send them both to hell. But 8 times he was whooped. 5 times beat, amen, with stripes. 3 times beat with a rod. Listen to this. Amen. He said, once I was stoned. How many remember the scripture where they throwed stones at old Paul and he fell as he was dead and they thought he was dead? But they gathered around and prayed for him, took him outside the city, and God raised him up. He went on to preaching. How many's been stoned? Now, but just been rocks thrown at him. How many's ever had any stones to land on you? How many get out there and preach and somebody, Brother Greg, take a pile of rocks and pile up there and say, you preach, I'm going to hit you. And you start preaching them throwing rocks and hitting you. And you preach until they throw so many rocks at them, you fall like you did. How many will do that? Well, they ain't enough desire in their church house for nothing. What kind of conditions are we laboring under? I guarantee you, if you didn't have a fine house and a fine car, you wouldn't even come to church today. Why, some of you lose your job. Amen. Some of you do something. They can lay you off. And my God, you're afraid you're going to starve to death. What kind of desire? What kind of conditions are we living in? You can't stand no persecutions. Honey, they fixing to put some padlocks on these doors. They fixing to put a pressure on the real church like you ain't never seen. That's what the beast is going to do. Amen. The false prophet and the beast. Amen. They're going to pressure the real saints of God. The Bible said he's going to make war with the saints. Honey, you ain't never seen it. A little old fight ain't like a war. Brother, a war is different than a little fight. He's going to war against the saints. We ain't got enough desire to even fight now, much less go through a war. Now, how many know you can have a fight and it won't cost you much? But you have a war and see what it costs you. You have a war. Send them tanks and airplanes and them bombs and to have a war. Honey, you better have some money. Let me tell you something. When you fight that devil, you better have some victory. You better have more than what you got now. Amen. You better have more desire than what you got. Then pray 5 minutes a day. Spend your time doing everything else and forgetting about God. Honey, it's different than fighting these little battles. When that thing takes place, it's going to be a war. If you ain't got enough God, you'll melt like a snowball in July. Brother, are you listening at me? These sissy preachers, amen. Come on, got a wrinkles in their walk. Amen. They smell like an Avon factory. Amen. Ain't got enough God to tell you the truth. Honey, they send themselves to hell. And you too. How are we going to get this church through the end time if somebody don't start preaching better than they do it? Brother Henry, how are we going to get them through it? What's going to happen to the people if they ain't got more desire? Hallelujah. Said to Maisie's mother, Aunt Julie, she used to walk, amen, to church. Mama used to walk to church. When I was a boy, amen, she took a bunch of kids like a hen and a little chicken run down the road and was head to church. But now then they got cars and won't they come. Come on. Hallelujah. How many know it's the truth? Can I preach just a few more minutes? See, what kind of conditions you living under? Boy, I got it made. You think I'm going to grumble? Huh? You think I'm going to grumble? They told me the older preachers had to wade branch water and roll up their britches legs and wade the branches and build a fire and dry all and put the socks and shoes back on. Even some of them had shoes. They'd pick blackberries. They'd do everything just to survive to go preach. Man, God would work through them through signs, wonders, and miracles. Now then, they drive a limousine. Amen. Stay in Holiday Inns and eat T-bone steak and go to the service and it's dead as last year's bird nest. Come on, I wonder why. I wonder why. We ain't living under no conditions. Ain't nothing to make us pray. Amen. Come on. Amen. You think you're going to work? See, that's why the monetary system's set up to keep you in debt, to keep you working. Man, you get out of debt and you get independent. Somebody say, go out there and dig that ditch. Say, you dig yourself. You want it dug. I don't owe you nothing. Amen. I don't have to have it. Well, that's why debts is put in there, huh? That's why God's going to cause these things, amen, to come to pass, to put you back on your knees so you'll have a reason to pray. Heaven's not good enough for you. Come on. Heaven's too far-fetched. It's out China somewhere. Amen. You're this now generation. Let me tell you something. Amen. You're going to be sorry after a while if you don't get some grit in your craw to get where you can stand the pressure, stand persecution. Somebody shout hallelujah. I've been teaching that preachers. God don't want you to fall off every time the devil pushes you. That's why you build in the base. Then time pass. Preachers get up and preach. The next week they backslide. Honey, God's fixing a place to set the preachers. As I preach Wednesday night, God said that, told David, when I bring my people to a place, you want to build me a house. He said, you can't build me a house. My people ain't where I want them. But when I get them to a place, I'll plant them and then they'll build me a house. Honey, the move of God, the people's not where God wants them, but get ready, God's bringing them to a place. He's going to plant us and then we're going to see the move of God. Come on, we ain't went through nothing yet while people's eating Cracker Jacks and soda pops. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question. I want you to lie now, because you're going to go to hell if you lie. How many, won't you lift your hands with me when I tell you to, if you're able to. Now, how many's got enough money in your pocket, in the bank, or somewhere that you could eat a T-bone steak today? Won't you lift your hand? Won't everybody look at it? Amen. Now, don't tell me that ain't good condition. Now, when I was a boy, we had cornbread and molasses for breakfast, cow's milk and had onions in it. You had to eat onions to stand it. Eat sawmill gravy. But you know what? People prayed. People sought God. You could go down the road and you heard people praying in their homes. Now then you can go down the road and you heard boom, 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 boom. Huh? Come on. Amen. You know what's the truth? You can hear people screaming and hollering and cussing and yelling. Come on. Go to the refrigerator and there's beer all in it. Come on. Somebody shout hallelujah. Go to the camper and it's all in it. Go to the cars and truck that's all in it. Come on. Somebody shout hallelujah. And you wonder why God ain't moving. Honey, God's fixing to move, but he's fixing to let us go through some things and get under some conditions. As I told him, the third chapter book of Revelation, the lady is seated in age right through in the middle of it. Just to pass the middle of it, he said, amen. He said, them that I love, I'm going to rebuke and I'm going to chase them after the man. He said, be zealous, therefore, and repent. And then he's going to let us go in and sit with him. But, honey, you fix to see, amen, God rebuke and God chasing the church world like you ain't never seen. And as I said last night, he said, them that won't go in but stand in the door and forbid anybody else, he said, I'll take them out. Honey, God's going to have a church. He's going to have a move of God. He said, amen, third chapter of Acts, Jesus Christ, whom the heavens must receive until the restitution of all things. Honey, Jesus can't come back. Now God get your church, amen, back what he left. Let me tell you something. If he has to kill half the preachers, he's going to kill them. Amen. He's going to get them out of the way. Somebody's going to preach them truth. Somebody shout hallelujah. God's going to take them out of these places. And he's going to send them to people that'll tell them the truth. Man, I wouldn't be erring from the truth for nothing. Because I'd be afraid God would kill me. Because you fixing to see a chastening and a whooping put on the church world and religious world like you ain't never seen. You're going to see people die like flies. Amen. Wonder why they go to church, honey. Because you go to church don't mean you live right. Because you go to church don't mean you pleasing God. You fix to see them die like flies. Are you listening at me? Amen. You just rest to get ready. Somebody shout glory. Let me go a little further. Thrice I was shipwrecked. He was wrecked on the ship three times. Amen. You folks afraid to get on a boat. You folks afraid to get on the boat. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Well, I would go to Haiti, but I'm afraid to get on that boat. Well, I would go to Haiti and Jamaica, but I'm afraid that airplane might crash. Well, Paul was only three times he wrecked, and he still lived. Brother Rita told him, that stewardess on that big old American airline, hey, amen, hallelujah, he said, look, this plane will fly if every engine on it falls off. He said, God sent me over here to preach to these heathens and, amen, to feed them. And he said, you think God's going to send me over here to cause me to perish in this ocean? He said, look, woman, he said, this plane will fly if every engine on it falls off. She went and got him a pair of wings and brought back and said, sir, you're the honorary pastor on this plane. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Three times he's in a shipwreck. Now, some of y'all can have just a little bit of trouble. God don't love you no more, does he? God don't love you. Why, God wouldn't let me go through this if he loved me. And here old Paul was whooped eight times. Five times beat 39 stripes. Five times beat with a rod three times. Stoned to death. Shipwrecked three times and God still loved him. Somebody give you a good cussing, you ready to quit. God don't love me. They wouldn't talk to me that way. My Lord, what kind of conditions are you living for him under? Come on. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hey, amen. Wait till I get on this. I'm going to hurry. I got to hurry real quickly. What kind of conditions are you living from him? He said, a night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeys often. You folks can't get out of Bridgeport. How many of you people been out of Alabama? Bible said, going all over the world, not just down to your kid's house. Hello. Hello. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. You got too much to do around the house. You got to feed the chickens and feed the dogs and the cats. And man, your cats can't stand you to go be away from. Honey, which is more important, the cats or people's souls? Which is more important, your chickens or souls? I ain't going to get on dogs too much, says Betty, because that's fed me and you, ain't it? Hallelujah. Amen. But if your dogs keep you from reaching souls, you better get ready of your dogs. Amen. Paul said in journeying, amen, often, in pearls of water and pearls of robbers, in pearls of my own countrymen, in pearls of the heathens, in the pearls of the city, in pearls in the wilderness, the pearls of the sea, and the pearls among false brethren. Listen to this next thing now. Boy, he lived a dangerous life. Somebody told me one time, he said, did you know so-and-so shot at you? I said, no, but I'm glad they missed. Come on. How many know if you preach the truth, people don't like you? You know who the people you can get the maddest? Get on the religion. Now, you know who crucified Jesus? It wasn't the sinners. It was church people. They got so mad at them, they got murder in their heart. Well, ain't no difference in people today. They so mad at us. Amen. If the Lord let them, they'd kill me. And if they shot at me, and I know personally they tried to run over me. They pulled in the side road, and I got up close to them. They shot back and tried to hit me in the side of my truck. Thank God they missed. Somebody reliable told us, or someone said, so-and-so shot at you. Do you know that? I said, no, but I'm glad they missed. So I've been shot at, tried to get run over. They could have killed me if God would let them. I've been trying to run over out here in the parking lot. Some of you people don't even know it. Say, when they some people tried to run over me out there in the parking lot. I didn't your mom. I had to run to get out of their way. Come on, let me know it's the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying to you. See, Paul was in all this kind of danger all the time. You know, Brother Henry said, he's preaching down there in Florida, and that man come that big old rope and stood in the door, didn't he? He said, fear jumped all over me. He said, now, Lord, if I have to die, don't let me die with this fear. And God lifted up, and that man left. Huh? Amen. God took care of it. Every way done. God took care of it. How many know you got to get victory over that fear? If we have to die, don't die no fear in your life. Come on, is that right? Now, you may have to live in his pearls. See, now what's going to happen when that Bible said, amen, that the beast is going to cause all great, small, and great, rich, and poor to receive a mark in the right hand and the forehead. And if you don't worship him, he's going to call you. It means you don't worship him, going to be killed. Now, what kind of danger is that? Did the Bible say in the 24th chapter of Matthew, pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the in the Sabbath day? Winter means a cold time spiritually. When they lock these doors and other churches preach the truth, all these other hell holes is going to be opened up. That's got these preachers in there. Ain't nothing but Satan translated the form of light. And you're going to be able to go to them. But the true churches, they're going to lock the doors. And they're going to be a winner to sweep you in, friend. Amen. Listen. Amen. I'm here to tell you. That's why this Bible said, blessed are they that die in the Lord. From henceforth they rest from their labor and their works do follow. If you know what the Bible said and the roadmap that's just ahead of us is talking about, honey, them it goes on now. They just got a fresh start ahead of us. Amen. You better wish you could go too before this thing's over with. Amen. Because it's going to be a blessing to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. What kind of conditions? You ain't in no pearls with nobody. Your countrymen, your people. How many's been trying to kill you? Anybody? How many been trying to kill you? Let's go a little bit further now. Now listen to this next verse. In weariness and painfulness. You mean Paul was weary? Did you know the Bible said he was the chiefest of all the apostles? How many know he wrote more epistles than all of them? How many know he done more work than all of them? And the Bible gives he fasted more than him. What kind of conditions is it that they labor under? In weariness. Some of you get worried and you don't even come to church. I'm not going to church. I'm too worried. My kids is worried me to do. My car won't run. You'll hitchhike to work, but you won't hitchhike to church. That shows you got more desire to go work on the natural than you have to work for God. Hey, come on, folks. Talk to me just a few minutes. In weariness, in painfulness. But Jeff's been coming. Stand up, Brother Jeff. Walk across the front of this little. He's like a chicken with an egg broke in him. He's been coming to church and his back. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Out of socket. Yeah, I come, Brother Henry, I come preaching here. Amen. And I couldn't even go to bed for 6 weeks. I couldn't even sleep in the bed. I had to sleep in a recliner for 6 weeks, and God healed me. Recliner. And I broke my recliner. And I said, now, God, my recliner's broke. You got to heal me. And when my recliner broke, God healed me. Amen. I got it down in the shop now, getting it fixed. Amen. So you may have to serve God in pain. I ain't going to church now. I got a headache. Honey, you got to serve him in pain. In weariness. Come on, in weariness. Amen. When you ain't got the money to buy the gas, walk. Come on, amen. If you got enough energy to go to work, God requires you to come to church. Amen, come on. If you got enough desire to go see your kids, you're supposed to be in the church house. He said, love the Lord thy God above your children, above your wife, above your husband. You got to love God. Honey, people ain't got enough grit in their craw. Amen, I'm here to tell you, we're fixing to go through some situations. Amen, brother, it's going to take something to make it. If I don't put more in you than John 3:16, honey, you're not going to make it. Somebody shout hallelujah. You'll just get a stick and let somebody beat you. See, and you take it. You'll just take you a good leather strap and let somebody whoop you. See how much you can take it. Come on, somebody shout glory. Come on, somebody shout glory. Am I preaching the truth? Paul labored under this. 8 times, 5 times he was whooped with stripes. 3 times he's beat with a rod. 1 time he was stoned and left for dead. Honey, he was shipwrecked 3 times. He was in the deep a day and a night. He was in death and suffering and weariness and in pain. We ain't got enough of desire to whoop pressure and to whoop spirits that come against us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. In weariness, check your desire. See what you let hinder you from going to church and living for God. Help me just a few minutes. I'm fixing to bring the close. He said, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Boy, Paul went through it, didn't he? Didn't Paul go through it? He was hungry. Didn't have but one shirt and one pair of pants to go to church and a couple of pair of overalls working through the week. They called him their Sunday go to meeting shirt clothes. One woman told me at their section when I was out there to the pastor, she said, "Brother, I don't got one dress," and I wash it and hang it up beside the door. And on Sunday morning, I run and jump in and said, "I'm ready to go." But now then they go to the closet and get them a green dress. They come out with green hair and green shoes and green eyes. Come on, talk to me. Come on, talk to me. Hey, man. Let's go a little bit further. Ain't that right? Hey, did you know that sister that's red-headed, honey? She was green-headed when I seen her. Come on, is that right? Hey, man, let's go a little further. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the cares of all the churches. Now he went through all of this besides he was the apostle or the overseer of all his churches. And his churches had so many problems. Read the scripture. Amen. Read Romans. Read 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Read all these epistles that Paul wrote. It was anything from marriage to divorce to hate to love to men and son going with the same girl, being married to the same woman. Amen. Come on. It was from tithes. It was from giving. It was from love. It was from Holy Ghost to plan of salvation, changing baptism, fighting Jews, wanting to stand in the law. Honey, he fought all these cares of the churches plus all them stripes on his back. When I read what Paul went through, I get plumb ashamed of myself. My God, amen. I say, God, let me laugh at these little old problems. God, let me laugh at them. Lord, it's a people grumble and bellyache and do all of that. Let me laugh at it. Let me get ready from the whoop my back. Let me get ready from the put me in jail. Let me get ready for him to beat me. So all these cares of the churches, I got plus, they're going to whoop me, put me in jail. I got to fast. I got to pray. I'll be weary and painless. And then all the cares of the churches. Boy, didn't he suffer? Now, what kind of conditions are we living under? How many feels ashamed for what you've been bellyaching, griping? How many feels ashamed for what little old stuff you go through? Honey, you ain't pitiful. You just need to put the rod to you. Come on. Come on. You just need the whoop put to you. Have you ever noticed? Now, don't you practice this. But I'm using this for example, all right? Even not in the church, but sometimes it is in the church. You ever notice a woman that the man's mean to her and beat the devil out of her, she'll love him today. You ever notice it? Amen. A man that the woman runs around on him and does everything, he'll love her to death. But you can take a good man and a good woman, you can't hardly get two of them together. If one of them's good, the other's rotten. Come on. Am I telling you the truth? Come on, how many know it's the truth? So you know what? When God puts us through this, we'll love him to death. You know what the Bible said? Them that God loved him the most would forgive. Them that God forgive the most would love him the most. Come on, let me know it's the truth. Am I telling you the truth? How many believe I'm telling you the truth? Amen. You'd be surprised how many women, how many men, and especially, amen, women say, "But if my husband be a man," said, "I'd love him, but he's a wimp." I'm, Now, don't pinpoint at this church. I've been all over this country and part of the foreign countries. Amen. So, I'm on a large scale. How many know it's the truth? Amen. How many believe that's the truth? Come on, let me believe it's the truth. Amen. Now, how many know when this condition comes, we're going to love God more? It's too easy for us right now. Is it too easy for you? How many believe it's too easy for you? Come on. Come on. We get hungry, we'll go get us some food stamps, huh? If they'll give them to you. If you're a Christian, they won't give them to you. Come on, how many know what you say? Brother John Claude, over in Haiti, I said, Brother John Claude, won't you go to this United Give and all this stuff? He said, Brother Larry, that's rude with the Catholic. He said, you have to join up with the Catholic before you can get that. They're shipping in that country. He better, but it's distributed through the Catholic. He said, you got to be a Catholic to get that. How many know there's strings attached to these things? Now, what kind of conditions are you living for God under? He begins to bring to close. Who is weak? Am I not weak? Who is offended? Am I not burnt out? And I burn not? If I must need glory, I will glory in the things which concern my infirmities. God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. And Damascus, the governor, under Arietius, the king kept the city of them as seen, which with a garrison desiring to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped out of his hands. They waved with a garrison of soldiers to kill him. And he escaped through a basket and went on preached. What kind of conditions are you living for God under? I want you to think about it just a minute. Said, babe, come back to this organ. How many knows it's going to take something to make it for him? How many know peaches and ice cream is fixing to run out? Come on, how many know it's the truth? All this easy living that you've been under, honey, she's fixing to go to the bottom. Amen, come on, how many know it's the truth? Hallelujah, hallelujah, everybody say hallelujah. Bible said no temptation is uncommon to men. Whatever you go through, somebody's done went through it before them. You look at the early church and what they done. Look at Bartholomew. They took a light, knife, and while they... Peter. Amen. History says he escaped Rome, but he said, I'm not going to escape. I'm ready to die for my God. And he went back to to Rome, and he died with his feet sticking in the air and his head down. Look at Apostle Paul. He run to Nero's chop block and took his head off of his shoulder. Honey, we ain't went through nothing. Thomas was up on the housetop, and they pushed him backwards off, and he perished. Think about it. Amen. We ain't suffered nothing. All the apostles died of martyrs' deaths except John the Revelator. He's the only one that died a natural lie. And history says they tried to boil him in oil. He wouldn't boil. So they accused him of being a witch, and they banned him on the Isle of Patmos. They plucked his eyeballs out of his socket. He didn't even have no eyeballs in his socket. There on that barren island, putting nothing but rocks and lizards and snakes, there God gave him the revelation that we read in the book right now. Oh, but what suffering and what pain. They got what we got. This old book was rolled through blood, suffering and hardship to give it to us, and we count it as nothing. We put the television before it. We put Walmart. We put everything before this old book. And the men and women, it blazed away down through the time. Sister B, they give their life for what you and I got right now. Lord, help me not to grumble. Help me not to grumble. Hallelujah. Since sin, he was robed with the blood of the martyrs of God to give you hope and give you eternal life, to show you that you can make it. God wants you to make it. Oh, God. Listen, the conditions that we under now, amen, it's peaches and ice cream. It ain't nothing, friend. If you can't run with a footman, what you going to do when a horseman comes? If you can't live for God now and live right and toe the mark, what are you going to do when it's really put on you? I'm here to tell you, friend, there better be some changes in some of you. Amen. There better be some changes among this church. Hallelujah. I want to hold up my hand. Mama, if they beat my back. Hallelujah. You know what? Jesus' mother And the other women followed Jesus to the cross crying. You know what Jesus done? He stopped and looked back and said, don't weep for me. I'm going to this cross and I'm going to die for the sins of the whole world. Because this, for this end, I came forth to die for the sins of the world. But he said, I'm going to tell you who you better be weeping for. You better be weeping for yourself. And you better be weeping for your children. Read the history of the early church. They take young kids and women that was pregnant, and they cut them open, throw them in them dens where them pigs and things could tear them apart when they smelt that blood. Little kids, they dash your heads against the wall. When Jesus was born, and amen, they sent forth and slew all the boy babies. In the days of Moses, when he was born, they sent forth to kill all the boy babies and throw them in the river and drowned it. So you think that beast is going to have any mercy on you? You think that beast is going to have any mercy on you? Thousands of young babies, rich, and get them out of mama's arms and them screaming and throw them in the river. And mamas have to watch them die. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hilabakandalabokoya. When Jesus was born, O King Herod, stretch forth and kill all the boy babies in them coasts from 2 years old and under. All of them. The Bible said in Roma was a voice here. Rachel reaping for her children and would not be comforted because they was not. You're talking about a cry going out in that city when all them mothers had lost their babies. Some of y'all can't even stand somebody look at your kids cross-eyed. That's why the Bible said in Matthew, woe unto them that child with child, and them that give suck in those days shall be in great tribulation. There shall be great tribulation. You ain't suffered nothing yet. They'll take them babies out of your arms, and brother, amen, they'll bash them against the stones and they'll split them apart and them screaming, mama, mama, daddy. And you have to say, take them on. Take them on. I will not fail God. Amen. Have to see your kids die for the name of Jesus. And brother, after they see they can't do you that way, they'll take your head off of your shoulder. I'm here to tell you. Amen. But friend, when that time takes place, amen, the Bible said, here are the faith and the patience of the saints. They that kill with a sword must be killed with a sword. Brother, there'll be angels there when they take that head off of your shoulder. It'll be like angels taking Lazarus to Abraham's bosom. There we'll ever be with the Lord. Hold on, church. Get ready to suffer. Put everything in God's hands. Amen. Because you're going to need it, friend. What kind of conditions are you? Is it going to take? Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Listen, I know that God, Brother White Cotton said he doesn't see me here when Jesus came. I know that I'd have to lead the people through this end time. But how much easier it would be to me to lay down and die, not wake up in the morning, wake up in glory. But to stay here, if mama don't have to go before Jesus comes, it's going to be hard on mama to see somebody come in the doors, stand me up here in front of you and say, this is what we're going to do to your leaders. Me have to stand there and let them beat my back till blood runs down my legs. Take the hide off of my back and say, if y'all have church next week, we'll be back. And next week I'll have to come. It'd be bad for me to be up here and they take a sword and cut my head off. Somebody else would take mine. Next one in line. Friend, it's coming. It's coming. Read the Bible. It's a roadmap. Listen, you ain't went through nothing yet. You ain't went through nothing yet. Get some in you and bring the clothes. Get some in you. I want you to bow your head. Oh, God. Lord, I'm not preaching to make people like me. I'm not preaching to get their money. If they don't do what they're supposed to, they're going to hell anyhow. But, God, I'm trying to get them ready. I'm trying to prepare people where they, nothing can stop them. They can get grit like a bulldog, secret. Throw them ears back like a biting sow. God, they can face the pressures and demon forces of this life. God, I'm trying to get them ready for the end. God, work on them, Lord. God, work on them. Everybody lift your hand while your head's bowed and say, God, work on me. Oh, God, work on me. Work on me, Lord. Oh, God, get me in shape. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to stand this kind of pressure. God, get me ready. Come on, church, say, get me ready. Everything's going to be taken away. We can't buy nor sell. Houses, vehicles, money, ain't nothing going to do you no good. Get some in you. Oh, get some in you. Come on, church, get some in you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I'm praying, God, let me work. Let me work. I've been praying, God, let me do more. God, let me do more. Oh, Lord, everybody obey the Lord just a minute. God spoke to me by the Spirit this morning. I told Sister Dorothy. God said, tell Sister Dorothy to obey me. I said, tell her to obey me. No matter what the cost and the price, tell her to obey me. Oh, lift your hand with me. God, I want to do something. I want to be ready. Hallelujah. If my time would come to go, it'd be an easy way out. Somebody said, I want to die before that time, honey. That's a coward's way out. And if you don't